Old trees, the majestic giants that provide shade and beauty to our city, are being recognized with the Chattanooga Notable Tree Program. The Chattanooga Tree Commission is seeking submissions for the registry and inviting the general public to submit their own trees. I'm speaking with tree experts Gene Hyde, Chattanooga City Forester, Mariah Prescott, Dalton City Forester, and Hill Craddock, biologist and professor at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Take Root launched in 2007 with the mission to plant trees and improve the urban landscape of Chattanooga. Today, the Take Root Facebook page is the best way to begin the process of registering your notable tree under a program run by the Chattanooga Tree Commission. Gene Hyde is Chattanooga's award-winning city forester.
Rabbit, the Tree Commission was founded in the late 1980s to serve as a voice for the community in the urban forestry program. And they're the ones that actually drew up the first Tree Commission ordinance, or the tree ordinance, which created my position, the position of urban forester. It set the parameters for the Tree Commission and what their duties and responsibilities would be. As a result of that work, the first tree ordinance was passed in early 1990. The Tree Commission at that time consisted of 5 members. Since then, it has increased to 7 members, and right now we have a 9-member Tree Commission board. Just as a point of reference, these boards and commissions for the city of Chattanooga can be the one of 2 kinds. Either it can be a regulatory board or an advisory board. The Chattanooga Tree Commission is an advisory board. So we have 9 members, and they're very active, very good, and do a great job in advising me on certain aspects of the urban forestry program, as well as making input and being very supporting of the work that we do.
Mariah Prescott is the city forester for the city of Dalton. What brings you to Chattanooga's Tree Commission?
Well, I live in Chattanooga, and it's my community, and I wanted to give back to the urban forest and the community that I live in. So I came to the Tree Commission to see what I could do and help and try and get the word out there and educate everybody on the urban forest and why it's important to Chattanooga.
All of my guests today are experts on trees. One of the things you're looking for now are special trees for a registry. These are going to be trees that are a little bit different than just maybe the bride and groom maples that were planted in your front yards. Hill Craddock is a biologist with the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Hill, what defines a notable tree?
The Notable Trees Register is intended to be a public registry of trees of historical significance, trees of venerable age, trees of personal significance, in a way to honor the trees themselves and to bring recognition to the value that trees create for us in our landscape. They provide so many benefits to us, including mitigating temperatures, climate, stormwater runoff. They beautify our landscape. They provide habitat for other animals. So it's a wonderful value that they bring to our community and to our landscape. And to honor the individual tree is a way that we can hopefully, by bringing attention to them, protect them, love them, and encourage people to plant more trees and take care of the trees they have. So the registry would allow a homeowner to nominate a tree or a citizen to nominate a tree with the homeowner's permission. The tree then would be listed on the registry, which would be then available on the city's urban forestry webpage and on our Take Root Facebook page.
The state of Tennessee already has a tree registry. Do we know if any of the trees in the Chattanooga area are already part of that?
In fact, there may be more than one. One that I know of is a large oak tree at the Bonnie Oaks site at the Agriculture Extension Office, and it is on the Tennessee State Registry of Landmark and Historic Trees. To be a notable tree, it could be something like, for instance, here at UTC, we have on campus a large ginkgo tree that was planted in honor of the birth of a UTC employee. That tree is now some 50 years old and quite large, and in fact enjoys its status as a birthday tree, which helped protect that tree when some work needed to be done on the gutters on a building near it. You know, we were able to say to the workers, don't touch that tree. That's a birthday tree. And so by recognizing the value that that tree had historically, was able to help protect it.
Mariah, what would you say is probably one of the most important aspects of a tree for the registry?
I would say the historical value and the size. Really want a notable tree of significance that everyone can come and look at and see the history and why it's important to the people that nominated it.
And Jean Hyde, our city forester, why would you put a tree of the cities on the registry?
I would put that for the same reason that Hill described, just to let people know that they've got a very special tree out there that has some significance to it, either through age or size, or has some connection with history or an historical figure of some kind. The trees are out there. We know that. We just haven't come across them. Most all communities have these large, significant trees, whether they're historical or landmark, but they're out there, and we're encouraging people to locate them, find them, and let us know about them.
How does someone go about nominating?
The Take Root Facebook page. You can just go to facebook.com/TakeRootChattanooga. There actually is a link on the left info section. There's links to each different criteria that you need to go through to nominate your notable tree.
What are those criteria?
The tree must be commonly recognized as an established and familiar feature of the community, confirmed as a significant part of the community's heritage, or planted to commemorate special events or community leaders. We're thinking of trees that have some great age, 50 years or more, that are venerable because of their form, their shape, their location, or their significance in some historical event, or their association with some historical person.
And is this limited to within the city limits?
Well, we started it in Chattanooga. I don't know if we're going to limit the actual registry to only Chattanooga city limits, but our focus is certainly on Chattanooga.
Any trees that are registered with the registry here in Chattanooga, are they also eligible for the Tennessee State Registry?
That's correct. They're eligible for the Tennessee Registry of the Landmark and Historic Trees.
Now, just to clarify, becoming a landmark or historic tree only provides protections for the tree if the people who own the land are willing to say the tree is valuable.
That's correct. Now, that's true for not only the Tennessee Registry of Landmark and Historic Trees, but also for the Notable Tree Registry for the city of Chattanooga as well.
It doesn't provide any legal protection for the tree, but you hope that being registered will give it some notoriety.
Some notoriety and moral force, I guess, for lack of a better term, with the owner, that they would value the tree enough to, if at all possible, to keep it alive and healthy and maintained and well cared for, because it's something special.
When you're talking older trees, well, every tree has a lifespan, for one thing. They don't last forever. But they require a different type of care. Will the trees on the registry, will you be looking for that kind of care?
Well, that is one of the things that we'd certainly make clear to the person who owns the tree, that we would certainly prefer that they give the tree adequate care, not let it get to the point where it starts to decline, got all kinds of dead wood up in the top, that if and when it's time for the tree to go, like you say, every tree has a lifetime, that they show the tree a little bit of dignity when it is time for it to go and go ahead and remove it. But you're right, every tree does have a specific lifetime available, and you don't want to keep it beyond that to the point where it becomes a hazardous tree and could fall and hurt somebody or damage property. So that's all part of it, but keeping the tree alive and healthy is a wise thing to do.
To be able to nominate your notable tree, you can go to the Facebook page. Just search Take Root Chattanooga. You don't have to be a member of Facebook to click on the page. Go to the info section on the left, and you'll see all the links for the Notable Trees program. You can read more details about it and see if your tree qualifies to be a notable tree in the Chattanooga program, and it'll reroute you to the Urban Forestry website that will give you all the information on there. We have two upcoming projects that the Tree Commission and the City of Chattanooga are putting together that are very wonderful. One of them is the Citizen Forester classes. There'll be two classes in October and one in November. They're geared towards all the education levels. The Tree Commission really wants the community to get involved and engaged in learning about the tree health and benefits of our urban forests. So we'll be having beginner and advanced classes ranging in topics from identifying tree pests and diseases to proper planting techniques. You can keep checking back to the Take Root Facebook page to see the updates about these classes, and you'll be able to sign up for them there. There'll be a nominal fee, but you'll be able to take home prizes, a t-shirt, and possibly a tree to plant in your yard. Another neat project that we're going to be doing is called If Trees Could Sing. This is a collaboration with the Nature Conservancy of Tennessee, City of Chattanooga, and the Chattanooga Tree Commission. It's a pretty neat project with musicians that play a song or talk about why trees are important to them. The signs on the trees will have a picture and a QR code that you'll need a smartphone to read, and you can listen to the musicians and see the tree that they're specifically talking about. The signs will be placed in Renaissance and Coolidge Parks, along with the Aquarium Plaza and Stringer's Ridge.
The citizen forester classes are in response to a real need that we have in our community, not only to train folks about how to plant and take care of trees, how to choose the right tree for the right place. What's appropriate for your yard may not be appropriate for the street, the curbside plantings along the verge, but also to create a cohort of tree advocates, folks that will be able to speak out about trees, to speak up for trees, and who would carry that information back to their own communities, their own neighborhoods, and spread the word about what trees do for us in the landscape, how they improve our community, and all the benefits that trees can provide us and our local environment.
You can find more information about the Chattanooga Tree Commission, Notable Tree Registry, and the Urban Forestry classes on Facebook at Take Root Chattanooga. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.